Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving into a super fascinating topic that intertwines spirituality, history, and, believe it or not, even some legal drama surrounding cannabis. We're talking about the wisdom of Luangpu Tim and the legendary bamboo fan talisman. Now, Luangpu Tim Isariko, a renowned monk from Rayong, Thailand, has quite the reputation. His amulets are celebrated for their amazing powers in areas like good fortune and invulnerability. Isn't that wild?
Wow, So, like, he was not just a monk, but almost like a spiritual superhero, right?
Exactly. And what makes it even more interesting is the story of how he sought the knowledge of the bamboo fan talisman. Get this, he actually offered cannabis to another monk, Luang Por Krad, at Wat Sak Kho Phai. This act was believed to have facilitated his transmission of wisdom, while another monk didn't receive that same blessing.
Cannabis? Like, the same stuff that's used in a lot of states now for, like, recreational use? How did that fold into a spiritual practice?
That's a great question. Cannabis, historically in Thai society, wasn't seen as illegal like it is now, you know? It used to be part of traditions and often represented respect and the bond between a student and teacher. In many cultures, plants like cannabis are viewed as sacred or connecting us to the divine. In this case, it symbolized Luangpu Tim's respect for his teacher.
Interesting. It's kind of like how certain cultures use, like, hallucinogenic plants during rituals to reach higher states of consciousness, right?
Absolutely. It's similar. But the twist here is how the legal landscape has changed. By 1934, laws around cannabis possession shifted dramatically, which affected its perception in Thai society. It's almost like flipping a switch.
So does that mean Luangpu Tim was, like, ahead of his time in some way? Because, I mean, yeah, he was using it for spiritual enlightenment, while now it's just this big, legal mess.
Precisely. And, you know, this brings us to the discussion around Buddhist ethics, particularly the fifth precept, which involves abstaining from intoxicants. It's a complex issue because while Buddhism encourages clarity of mind, the historical use of cannabis might raise eyebrows today.
But I can't help thinking, are there similarities with how other religions view cannabis? Like, wasn't it used in Hinduism during rituals as well?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. In Hinduism, cannabis is often seen as sacred, associated with deities like Shiva, particularly during festivals. Yet even there, there's kind of a debate about appropriate use versus misuse.
That's so cool. So, it's not just about, like, legality, but also about the respect for the plant itself, you know? This nuanced conversation around cannabis and spirituality is super relevant today as society shifts its views.
Exactly. And understanding its role across different religions and cultures helps us make sense of its significance in spiritual development. At the end of the day, what's truly essential is how individuals engage with their practices and beliefs.
Wow, so it's like, the perception of cannabis really reflects the bigger picture of cultural and spiritual practices too. It's honestly mind-boggling to think about how intertwined all those elements are.
Right, and as we explore these connections, we not only better understand our own practices today, but also gain insights into how these traditions evolve over time. There's so much more to unravel.
I'm seriously loving this discussion. It makes me think about, like, where these historical practices lead us in today's world. What an adventure.